For the final issue, we just received negative 25 from Sean O'Connell for the cover.
It's 25.
It's not there.
I know.
What is it you call it when he goes into one of his little places?
Oh, zoned out.
You do that now and then.
What's the matter?
I lost a picture of
it. I like mysteries.
You should go. Crack the case.
You were Sean's partner. He finished his work.
Okay, here's the deal. Even if you hate films like Little Fockers and Night at the Museum, Ben Stiller can still be counted on to deliver quality work when he's behind the camera as well as in front of it. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty is Stiller's update on the Danny Kaye film, which in turn is based on James Thurber's classic story. Of course, the extremely short story is expanded to imaginative proportions in this movie. Walter Mitty is a mild-mannered daydreaming worker at Life magazine. When he loses the photo for the final issue's cover, he has to break out of his comfort zone to track it down. With an understated approach similar to Stranger Than Fiction, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty offers a heartwarming journey that you continually question is real. It says a lot about the nature of imagination and dreams, and in the end, it gives the audience inspiration to try new things. It may not be a game changer or the deepest film ever made, but The Secret Life of Walter Mitty is one charming film to see, and there's nothing wrong with a feel-good movie that makes you feel good about liking it. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty gets 4.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.